You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Hi, Jim. Good to be with you and with our audience out there.
We'll kick off our show today with a question from Kathleen, who I know I haven't looked at the question yet, but she'll mention something musical for sure.
Yeah.
From Kathleen, hello, Bob and Jim. Market Watch headline, Ray Dalio wants investors to have 15% of their portfolios in gold. It seems like everyone, even noted investor Dalio, has gold fever. It reminds me of the Peggy Lee song, Fever. Remember the lyrics? Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago.
Yeah.
Bob, the markets have had gold fever before. Does $4,000 gold and $50 silver signal a top for the metals? Has the fever run its course?
Yeah, we've got the technicals on that. In the last week, it has come up to very strong technicals on Ross's special work on charts. And then also you got sentiment figures that are, you know, everybody's bullish. And it's interesting you mention Ray Dalio. Mm. And I just ordered his book, and it came a few days ago. And I would say that Dalio is a very good salesman. I think that's how he's made such huge money. Is he presents himself very well, and his research into financial markets was not that complete.
Kathleen continues, Bob, given a pullback in gold in the event of a market crash, at what level would you add to gold and silver positions, or is this run-up done for the longer term?
Yeah, the surge in gold and silver prices has been absolutely as strong as it you get with our measuring devices. And I use the term intermediate correction, meaning they're going to get whacked. And also, I think the stock market is going to get whacked as well. It's a way overdue for a correction. So I think a few months of uncertainty in here on the stronger sectors. And worth pointing out is that this has been a great financial bubble. And when the financial bubble quits, the economy quits at the same time. Through most of financial history, the economy, the stock market peaks, and then maybe 10, 12 months later, the economy does, and indeed that's why the authorities put the S&P 500 as a leading indicator. But that is not effective at a bubble because of the whole world is financially intoxicated. The stocks and bonds go up, and when they break, the economy fails with it almost right away. So this is where this fails. The speculative leg now fails, and everything comes down, and it has the potential to be a severe down over time.
So do you just hold on to your gold? Do you add to gold? Or?
Oh, well, if you're a trader, it's extremely overbought. So one would take some money off the table that you've got in gold or gold stocks or whatever. It's when you get these kind of readings, it is time to take money off the table.
Mm-hmm.
The gambling table. How about that one? Yeah.
Yeah, like what's the difference between a casino and a brokerage?
Oh, let's not go there.
Yeah. But there are times they're pretty similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Bob, we'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught your eye right after this. Thank you, Kathleen, by the way, for the question.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Signs of the Times, headline from Zero Hedge. Ferrari shares crash most on record after 2030 outlook. Disappoints. They don't think people will be buying hot sports cars in the future?
Well, as you know, I'm a car nut. The line about Ferrari shares crashing is just, well, I'm going to use the term precious. So there we are.
What kind of car were you tooling around in there?
I had Alfa Romeos for a very long time.
Yeah.
The last one I had was the Giulia Super Sports Sedan. And I had, it came with a 1600 engine, about 95 horsepower. And I put a very strong 2-liter engine into it, about 150 horsepower. And that was a quick car. I did see 6500 on the attack in fifth gear on one trip, and that calculates out to 130 miles an hour. So.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. No, then, you know, in a tour of sports cars, and you got that kind of performance when you come to the long grades, like going up the Hook Princeton, you just motoring right on up. It was. I enjoyed it. It was a lovely car.
Well, I did the Porsche thing for a while. The police were always pulling me over. I never got a speeding ticket because I just wanted to check out the car.
Well, that was your 944.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the better Porsches made.
Yeah, it but, sure was.
What my line was a long time ago when they just changed from miles to metric and it was coming down from Whistler and an RCMP Mountie pulled me over. And he says, I got you for 118 kilometers an hour in a 80 zone. And I said, well, officer, you might have got me for speeding, but thank goodness I wasn't going fast. He did a double take. He says, that is really good, but you're going to get the ticket anyways.
Yeah. Headline from Zero Hedge here, King Dollar Awakens. Big squeeze above 99. Is the U.S. dollar coming back?
The dollar has made the turn from disaster to heading up. And it's, again, another one of those headlines that was sensational. So that's where it gets on the list.
From The Telegraph, from Boris Johnson, I went far too fast on net zero. Former UK PM believes he got carried away by the idea of renewable energy sources.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, our Prime Minister Carney is very big on this. And I saw him on a film clip a week or so ago. They're going to his plan is to put all kinds of windmills and solar cells in Saskatchewan or wherever and ship this hugely unreliable electrical power to the States. Prime Minister Carney is, he's an authoritarian, and at the moment, the authoritarians out there are using carbon dioxide as a reason for extending control or imposing control of people. It is strictly communism with a saleable label now.
Well, he's not wrong, though, about wind in Saskatchewan. When I moved to Regina, I got the biggest, heaviest frisbee I could find to fight that wind. And you always had, in the summertime, grit in your teeth from the sand they had put down on the roads during the winter.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah,
one.
Yeah. Now from Zero Hedge, the rap. Bulls keep dancing, but momentum's fading. Is the orchestra going out the door there at Wall Street? At the Wall Street Ballroom?
Yeah. Well, I love the term dancing in the stock market. Wonderful headline. So,
From Zero Hedge, incredible demand. Retail investors buy record-shattering $100 billion in stocks in the past month.
Oh, yeah. Now, on a mature bull market where we are, it's the public that comes in close to the top. They don't come in at the bottoms. The pros do, but so there's another, this is a sentiment reading that's excessive, yeah.
Yeah, well, like they said, Bob, it's always bad news when you go to a party and everybody's saying, you got to buy this, you got to buy this, it's so hot.
Oh, and, yeah, no, right. I think one of the great, well, I don't know whether it's Baruch or, anyways, one of the big substantial guys in New York in maybe early 1900s, and his line was that if you get a stock tip, and they would have shoeshine boys with their little stands outside an office building in the street, and he said, when you got a stock tip from your shoe sign boy, it was time to get out.
From Zero Hedge, can't keep gold down. RSI screaming 200-day left in the dust. I guess that would be your 200-day moving average?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, as Kathleen said, $4,000 gold, have we reached the peak here, or is there still more room to wiggle higher?
Oh, no. Well, hey, it's excessive.
Yeah, okay.
Now, also, I can remember, now whether I wrote it or not, a very long time ago, when gold was about 300, the line was, what do you call 400 gold? A start. And that, in price and time, was a very long time ago.
Mm-hmm. And yet, here we have another headline here, gold's $4,000 magnet. ETFs roar, officials keep buying. I mean, apart from the Bank of Canada, all these central banks are loading up on gold.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a few years now. And I think as we discussed it, they were buying gold. You couldn't find out how they were rationalizing buying gold. But in effect, they were doing the right thing because within any commercial bank or central bank, the only reserve is gold. So, yeah.
From Zero Hedge, climatism in Europe is dying.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, the rage about it's been 30 years now. I've orchestrated hysteria about weather and climate. And these guys really believe, and our prime minister is one of them, that a committee of experts can control the climate. And the other insanity is that they claim that global warming is bad. But if you take a look at a billion years of life on Earth, hey, global warming is very, very good. And, I don't know, maybe it was 400 million years ago when the whole of the Earth was covered with ice, one great slush ball. And if you've ever looked under a glacier, what kind of life do you have there?
Lots of slime.
Yeah. So anyways, throughout history of life on Earth, warming has been good. And the promotion is so bizarre that they're able to convince people that warming is a threat. It is one of the most amazing promotions in history.
Well, the Earth all by itself averages about 100,000 years under the ice and 10,000 years where it's nice and warm. We're in that 10,000 year period.
Yeah, and
then where most of civilization is would be under another kilometer and a half of ice.
Yeah. Can you imagine Chicago with 2 miles of ice above it? But at any rate, the...
Every winter in Chicago.
The Earth is... At one time, it was a slush ball all covered with ice. So, anyways...
Also, this danger about going to hydrogen. Now, when you burn hydrogen, you get heat and water. Well, water vapor retains heat a whole lot more than carbon dioxide vapor.
Oh, yeah.
Does.
And then this idea.
So that really would steam up the panel.
It is so expensive, you can't handle it. The way it works now with coal and oil and gas is really, really good, especially compared to 100 years ago when households were heated by burning firewood.
Yeah. Bob, always fun chatting with you.
Yeah, Jim, it'd be good to be with you and with our audience out there in listener land. Hey, we've had some fun, man. Look forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at House Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.